Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
A clearer vision of Jesus in the midst of the Christmas season. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. David Bryant, founder of Proclaim Hope, joined us, and we talked about finding hope in hard times and how the message of the Christmas story is a powerful declaration of God's sovereign plans and purposes. He reflected on his view of the true meaning of the Christmas season.
Of course, my favorite passage for Christmas is, nobody else would ever say this, is Revelation 12, where it says the woman gave birth to a child who was snatched up to heaven and, you know, given a rod of iron, he starts to reign and rule. It's almost like the Christmas story cannot be separated from the ascension, at least in that one passage there in Revelation 12. And yet, when you go back and you read, for example, the prophecies of Isaiah 9, where, you know, people walked in darkness have seen a great light, unto us a child is born, his name shall be called. You look at all of that. It's all about the supremacy of this son who's coming. It is a reflection of that picture that we see in Revelation 12. Or if you look at what was said, for example, to Mary by the angel when the angel announced to her that she was going to conceive the Lord Jesus. You just read what was said about Jesus there. It's mind-blowing. I mean, it's not just that Mary's being told that she's going to conceive a child without needing a husband to do so. It's going to be by the Holy Spirit. But who she's told this child will be, even when she's told his name will be called Jesus, that in the Hebrew means Jehovah saves. I mean, right from the very beginning, there's this sense of the sovereignty and the majesty and the wonder of this one being conceived in her womb. Or you take the angels and their announcement to the shepherds. If you break it down, all that they say to him is, you know, in the city of David, that means this one coming fulfills all the prophecies of what God said he would ultimately do with the ultimate king out of the house of David, that he will be a savior. That means a deliverer. That isn't just like my personal savior. That means the one who's going to deliver the whole universe, that he'll be the anointed one, the Christ, anointed to fulfill all the prophecies and purposes and promises of God, that he's going to be the Lord, that he's going to be the sovereign of heaven and earth. And because of that, glory will come to God, and because of that, there's going to be shalom all over the earth. I mean, that is a phenomenal message that was given to those shepherds. No wonder the angel said, this is a message of great joy.